And Tom, because I don't have it on tape. Good evening. I call this October 3rd, 2023 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bozger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. It's my pleasure to welcome you here. This is a public meeting and you're encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. Several rules to help us proceed with an orderly meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to make a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, if you focus on your comments, we'll keep track of the time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I'll now call for a roll call of members.
Bozger?
Here.
Poleska?
Here.
Pounds?
Here.
Kading?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Radner?
Here.
Schroeder?
Here.
Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Item number 3, approval of the minutes from the August 8, 2023 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Travis, second by Kading to approve the minutes. Any changes or additions? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Motion carries. I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by James Purdy, 1060 Skyline Drive, Blair, Nebraska, on Lot 2, Skyline Acres, being a plat of all tax lot 277, 1060 Skyline Drive, lying in part of the west half of the northwest quarter of Section 14, Township 18, North Range 11 East, of the 6 p.m. in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, to add a retaining wall exceeding 3.5 feet in the required front yard for the life of the primary structure. Jeff.
Good evening, commissioners. First up for your consideration tonight is the condition use permit for this retaining wall. It's in Skyline Acres on 1060 Skyline Drive. They have the retaining wall exceeds 3.5 feet and it's in the required front yard. Because of that, it does require a conditional use permit. Location of the property is 1060 Skyline Drive. Zoning overlay is RL, residential low density. Retaining wall is required, as we said before, because it exceeded 3.5 feet. It's not 6 feet, which would require any more than 6 feet would require a permit. It is 6 feet and under. However, it is in the front yard of the required for that area. The right of way along Skyline Drive is 60 feet, which is a little bit wider than usual, at least for our new subdivisions. That's thrown in their building permission required for all retaining walls that are more than 6 feet. 6 feet and under, you don't need a permit. More than 6 feet, you do. The language for the conditional use permit reads as state, there's only two exceptions. And this one is subsection B3D, which is exceeding the maximum height. Our retaining wall language is could be better, really could be. As I was probably the only one to even notice this, and I was only because I've been looking at this for a long time and trying to streamline it and make it a little bit more easier. So if it seems like we're jumping all over the place, we are. Subsection B3D says all the setbacks and maximum height. The requirement right here simply states no retaining wall in the required front yard shall exceed 3.5 feet. As you go farther on down after all this, it does talk about the fact that you can have a conditional use permit for that. This shows an early construction photo. This right here is the retaining wall. This is that 60 foot right of way, which means it's not only in the required front yard, it is in our right of way. Will need, if it passes through conditional use permit, they will need a permission to actually have that in there. They'll have to sign an easement. The easement simply states that if, for some reason, the city has to get in and remove this wall, they will be responsible for rebuilding it. This just talks about fences and hedges and why we actually worry about fences and hedges and retaining walls, and that is the size may impact everything. Construction of more than 6 feet would probably, would require an engineer's approval if it's 8, 10, 12 feet. And also to lessen the impact of retaining walls on the surrounding property. Again, this is not near 6 feet.
It's not?
No, it's more than 3.5, but less than 6.
My tape measure must be wrong.
Okay, we can go check tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
This shows the property with the overlay, RL district here. This does show the house at the area. The new sidewalk, the driveway sloping down. This does show the retaining wall. Down here, it's okay. In this area here, it gets to be more than 3.5 feet. I measured that at somewhere in 4.5 to 5 feet. But that may have been earlier before they were finishing up the walls.
I think it is because it's taller than I am and I'm 5'5" when okay. I say 5'6". It's much taller than me. Yeah.
This shows the sidewalk that's installed and how close it is to the retaining wall. Suggested staff stipulation for this is because it is so close to the sidewalk that there needs to be a either a railing or a guard or a fence or something to do prevent anybody from falling off that sidewalk onto the pavement on the pavement down below. Again, there's what it looks like. Because it is in that right of way in the front yard and above 3.5 feet, it does need a conditional use permit.
Is it already installed?
Any questions?
It's already there.
It's already installed. It's been there.
Why wasn't this caught during construction? Because it's obviously a new construction home.
We caught it after it was being built. We reached out to the builder several times. They did not respond. It was not caught during the permit process because no permit was required for the fence, for the retaining wall itself, because at that time it was under 6 feet.
So no one from the city and the landowners and the builders all met on the property and discussed the driveway and the retaining wall?
No, sir. We looked at the plans, they met all the setbacks. Even on the plans, it did not have the fact that there's a retaining wall on those plans. Hmm. It is something that I hope to do some tweaking of our submissions to note if there's going to be retaining walls, fences, signs, not necessarily for residential, but there are some areas we do need to do some tweaking on future applications for building.
So the wall's already inside the 25, the street right away?
The wall's already installed. The house has already been sold. The new owners are living in there. They're on temporary occupancy. They are the ones that are paying for this. They are the ones that are working with this to make sure that everything gets up to what is required, as in the conditional use permit, the fence or guardrail on the sides of it, and the safety with the sidewalk in there. I will be contacting the builders afterwards, one way or the other, explaining that this can't go on again and there will be more repercussions next time.
So there is no certificate of occupancy for that home?
There is a temporary certificate of occupancy.
Okay.
And it expires probably within the next couple weeks, if not now. Because the homeowners have been working with us, we're not really going to say you got to get out of your house at this point.
So you're kind of asking for forgiveness versus permission.
I am not asking for forgiveness or permission.
Not you, but the homeowner would be.
The homeowner is. They know fully well to explain to them that this is not a given, that they could be voted down and could very well have to figure out a different way to configure the driveway. That would be up to Planning Commission and City Council to decide.
You know, I'm looking at what it's asking us to do. We're asking for a conditional use permit to add a retaining wall exceeding 3.5 feet, but it's already there, so we're not really, we're just trying to, like you're saying, bless that what you've done is good or something, because they've already added it, and so we're not really asking them that. We're not taking care of the add, are we?
I am actually, I look at it as you are giving them permission, even though it's after the fact to actually have this there. for any future projects out there. If someone says they didn't need a conditional use permit, well, they did, but they didn't get one. Well, then why do I need one? So I am hoping to get this cleared up, the paperwork cleared up, so any future issues can be taken care of more promptly, and have this kind of put behind us so that no one can say, so you don't have to do it, why do I?
Well, even to do it is, if that's something that you want to have, 2 feet from the sidewalk, a 6-foot drop for a 3-year-old on a bicycle, I understand you're gonna put a fence, and I don't know how that's gonna look, or railing, or whatever you're gonna do. If they can do it, everybody can. I don't think anybody should do that.
I can't argue against it. There's nothing that says, unfortunately, there's nothing that says in our building, or even in the International Building Code, that says you cannot have a wall, a retaining wall, or something this close to a sidewalk. It just means that you have to have the proper safety. In this case, they will probably have to put a fence in. It'll have to be a fence that nobody can slide under. So when the 3-year-old's riding the tricycle down the street, something happens, they fall, they're prevented from falling off.
So you want us to add that, though, that...
As a stipulation, yes.
As a stipulation.
We'll put that stipulation in there, because right now there's not a stipulation.
There's nothing that says on the conditional use permit that they have to have anything to, other than the permit, the conditional use permit to have above or more than 3.5 feet, less than 6.
Okay,
so but this is our chance, or this is your chance, and council's chance to say, sure, you can have this here, but you've got to make sure it's safe.
Yes, that's, yeah.
So there's only sidewalk in front of that house. Is there plans that, is it going to be a sidewalk the entire length of that entire whole to do?
That is not their property. They're required only to put sidewalk in front of their property. Whoever the homeowners are, and the lot house there to the far south that's being constructed will be required to have sidewalk.
Okay.
So one of my concerns is, like if Joe was saying, it's over 6 foot. If it is, then what? Because I mean, obviously, you're at this point, you don't need a permit to build the wall.
Right.
But if you go over 6 foot, you do. So what happens in that case?
I mean, in that case, we'll have to revisit it that way. They may have to reduce the brick blocks of the bricks to get it below 6 feet.
Actually,
so when I checked it, when I first checked it, this
right
was last
at,
February.
It's right at 6.
I thought there was 3.5, and we have to get a conditional use permit to get above 3.5. Is that
you
right?
You do. But 6 feet, unless you do not need a permit, more than 6 feet, you do. In this case, when I measured it before, it was less than 6, but more than 3.5 for the requirement.
My biggest concern is the safety portion of making sure that that's carried through for future homes in this situation as well.
The owners are aware of it. They are working with us. They've talked with Ethan. Yeah. They have a 2018 IRC compatible barrier there.
And future homes that this happens to, especially if that one down the street has that issue. So
the one right next
he built
door.
Up.
Yeah.
He won't have that issue. He built up his site.
Built the site up?
Yep.
Well, the new home, but the one, but the one in between might do the same thing.
Right, we don't know about that one. That one's still for sale.
Okay, so yeah, safety is my biggest concern with the fence. So,
what is an RF, whatever you call it, barrier?
So, basically, they're going to need to have a railing. I think anywhere between, and I'm not the building inspector. I don't like to read stuff. I only like to read stuff when I'm in front of me, not from memory, because I inevitably might get something wrong. But I remember when I was doing my research on this, it's in the area of 32 inches to 36 inches. There cannot be a barrier or an area to slide underneath it. I think at the time, the homeowners were talking about, Ethan, about having kind of a decorative solid panel area in there. As long as it can meet the 4-inch gap for the fencing, that would work that way. But it is going to have to pass the IRC guidelines for a preventative barrier.
Can you put the stipulation that you're asking for back up so we can see the stipulation?
I'm sorry?
Can you put the stipulation back up so we can see what you're asking for a stipulation?
Oh, sorry.
So since this is a considered front yard?
Yes.
So is there an issue with having, I know it's a safety barrier, but is that considered a fence then? And you're within?
We will consider it a railing because of the size. We take a choice of, we call it a fence or we call it a safety railing. In this case, we're going to call it a safety railing because, as Commissioner Keating said, safety is the foremost idea right here.
Yeah.
This is the stop, because the portion of the sidewalk next to the retaining wall is more than 30 inches, staff suggests that a guard or handrail adjacent to the portion of the sidewalk that requires protection be installed per 2018 International Residential Code.
So we look at a code violation then with this wall?
As in the IRC code?
Uh-huh.
No, there's nothing in the IRC that says they can't have this here other than the fact of if they're going to have like the sidewalk next to it, we could make them put in the fence. Now, if you're saying code violation is there anything in our books that makes us put that fence in, that guardrail in? If we look at it as a deck, possibly, well, we're hoping to take care of that with the conditional use permit that says, yes, you can have this conditional use permit, yes, you will install this fence. And the homeowners have agreed to that.
I think that they're cooperative in agreeing to the fences.
Well, I wouldn't be too afraid of my home because I wouldn't want to have to do something different.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some insurance considerations also.
I would be as, I'd be concerned because who do they go after if that three-year-old falls off their trike down and breaks their neck? Who they're going to go after? The city? The builder? The homeowner? I'm baffled on that one. Something has to be done though.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got to this point. With inspections and all of that, and builders, I don't care if they don't return your call or what have you, something has to be done.
Any more questions of Jeff? I can see if there's anyone in the audience that wants to talk.
What happens if they don't get a conditional use permit?
They've got to reduce the height of that wall.
Okay.
Down to 3.5 feet. If it's still about 30 inches, they're still required to put in a railing.
So, I mean, what's better? So you reduce the height of that wall, and then you have a steep slope down there. What's the difference?
Same,
same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Falling off the side of the thing.
Yeah.
Just calling it something different.
Yeah. So I mean, would it be? I mean, even if you reduce that height, it's going to be. Is there grading requirements alongside of a sidewalk?
The grading requirements for a sidewalk are just so it's not tilted left or right. I mean.
Okay. But as far as drop off on the side of it.
Yeah, and the sidewalk. Ethan looked at it and he did the. Actually, I have to, the sidewalk is level enough. There's a little slight grade to it as it makes the curves.
Yeah.
But it's not something where you're going to slide off.
But you don't have a drop issue. There's not a ratio like you're on a state highway ditch. You can have like a 1-4 whatever where you're dropped like that.
We don't have anything like that, no.
Okay.
There might be something deeper in the IRC code, but I'm not an expert on that code.
Okay.
And I do agree that this should not happen again. And we're taking measures to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Does this builder have any other outstanding permits in, with the city right now that built this house?
I don't know that.
Yes.
Yes, his own house that he's building right now.
Okay.
Can you go back to the picture of it again, please?
No. Same area?
Yeah. Well, down the street from
there. Is that the green one?
No, no, no.
I'll go back to the building picture. Again, you can see the right-of-way was right here. Even if they were in this area here, because it's 1.5 feet, they still would have required a conditional use permit. This just means now that they have to have an easement along with that conditional use permit.
If it was moved inside to where you're saying it's outside of where they have to have an easement, they wouldn't be able to turn into their garage. And that's why they're where they are.
Yes.
Why is it 60 foot up there?
I do not know. That's when the subdivision was platted, back in whenever it was platted, they did a 6 foot right. The city has 60 foot right of ways, 50 foot, 80 foot, 100 foot right of ways, all scattered throughout the city.
So we're not uniform and proportionate throughout the city?
Only on our new subdivision. Only on new subdivisions was our 50 feet, which includes 25 feet of sidewalk, and then 12.5 feet of right-of-way on each side, 25 feet of street, back of curb to back of curb, followed by 12 and a half feet of right-of-way on each side of the back curb. That is supposed to include 4 feet of sidewalk, 8 feet of grass or non-whatever, and then 6 inches to frame.
So that wall, if it were 50 feet, that wall would be, it would be inside, or I should say outside of?
An easement, but it would still be within our required front yard.
Okay. But if you had that anymore, no.
You still got the draw.
Still got the draw. If it was further away from the sidewalk, it wouldn't be that much of an issue, and even putting a guardrail up, whatever, you'd be better, but shit, I'm old, I fall all the time. That'd be bad.
I can't the skyline drive much.
Isn't St. Louis from time to time?
You just walk and fall.
In your stipulation, I mean, you can not only require the guardrail, but just make sure that the fence or the guard, I don't want to say fence, what is it in the front yard? 42 inches. So they wouldn't be okay with the fence in the front. They'd have to have an easement for that too. But you could simply say some sort of solid or barrier type so that nobody can slide underneath the rail, the guardrail.
Okay.
Didn't we just have a meeting of a bunch of people about fences and front yards and all the sides, and they can't be solid, they can't be this, and all that kind of fun stuff? And will this have to fall inside of those parameters as well?
No. But we will get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
Anything else with Jeff?
Good.
Is the homeowner here? Anybody else like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and see what the commission would like to do.
Anybody?
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve it with the guardrail.
Yes.
Whatever verbiage that is, Jeff.
Do you want barrier?
Yes.
Well, what's the IFC, whatever, what are those initials?
IRC. IRC, International Residential Code.
That shit on there.
Guardrail and barrier to prevent falls, slips and falls.
Yeah.
Is that 4 inches?
Did you get it all?
So the kid can't get his head through it, or?
That's fence.
Yeah, that's right.
IRC 4 inches.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say Ryan Schroeder did the motion.
I'll second.
Seconded by Katie. Any more discussion on this? It's going to be the conditional use permit plus the stipulation that the 2018 IRC things barrier. Okay.
Protection barrier.
Does everyone understand what we're voting on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Make sure it's under
full length
6 feet.
Or just the distance that's over 3.5 feet.
I'd go the full length of the wall.
I would too.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's kind of weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Please vote.
Joe, you had a question.
Something. That's funny.
All right.
Sorry, Joe.
That's good.
All right.
I just want to know if it's over 6 feet, then what, do we have to come back and do something else?
Yep. That's next month.
We'll do it.
Job security.
I'm going to go out and push it down as hard as I can. It's got to be gone about that far.
Commission members voting aye, Boswell, Kading, Pounds, Radner, Schroeder, Bozinger, Hansen, voting nay, Pileska.
So the motion passes and it'll go to the city council next Tuesday. Item number 5.
I was 5.
I'm that guy. Don't make the jump on that guy.
I will open a public hearing to consider an ordinance amending the City of Blair Zoning Regulations, Article 3, Section 303 Definitions, Article 11, Section 1102 Fences, Hedges, Retaining Walls, and Article 11, 1111.04 Schedule of Minimum Off-Street Parking and Loading Requirements. Jeff.
Thank you again. So the second half of our meeting deals with some zoning ordinance amendments. We have met a couple times with an ad hoc committee made up of Planning Commission members and City Council members, Kirk Highfield, Holly Hafer, Katie Ferrari, Joe Pileska, Chris Boswell, and Ryan Schroeder, along with Aaron Barrow and Phil Green and myself, to kind of iron out some areas of our zoning regulations that either A, don't make sense, B, have been requested, that may or may not make sense, or C, we don't really follow it anyway, so we should make sure that things are correct, such as a sidewalk. Now, the sidewalk is on hold because there is a slope portion of that, removing the 3 foot of sidewalk that we've been talking with the committee about. And rather than vote twice on one amendment, we want to address this committee and make sure we get it all straightened out the first time rather than the second time. So part of this ad hoc committee, we've threw out some ideas, some questions, comments, some concerns, and went with their best advice on this, which was to bring it to what they thought should be brought to the Planning Commission and to the City Council. Deletions are in red, any additions are in yellow. First off, we start off with the fence. We've had several people have requested fences in the second front yard that they wanted higher than 48 inches. Right now, you can have only 48 inches. They're like, look, I have dogs. They're going to jump over this foot. I'm sorry, you can't do that. Second front, and of course, the second front is, let's say your door's on Park Street, on 13th Street, on that corner, that is your second front. You're limited to a 48-inch fence, that second front. This talks about what it currently is. We talk about the second front being from the area extending from the front corner of the house to the rear lot line. What we want to add, though, is no fence constructed in the second front abutting shall exceed 48 inches. However, open fences in the second front yard may exceed the 48-inch length, but no taller than 72 inches, 6 feet. If the fence is built on or inside the property line boundaries. I have a couple of diagrams to explain that a little better. Examples of an open fence include decorative picket fences, wrought iron, where 50% of the surface is open, and of course you can see through this fence. And this again is what's already existing. So what this means is, on this area up here, this is a park at 13th Street. These two parcels right here are on the corner, they have second fronts. This is the front, this is the front, this is the second front. This house in particular, where they put a 6 foot fence in, you would have to go right here. So their backyard would be limited to this area. With the addition of the open fencing at 6 feet, they would be able to go from here to the property line all the way back. Same thing with here. They're even more tied up because of this. They would be able to come out this way. We do have an easement. If somebody wants to build a fence beyond your property line and Public Works says you can do that, you do fill out an easement, it's filed with the city, with the county. Basically the same language, if we have to tear out your fence, you have to replace it, we're not gonna do that for you. If they wanna come out farther than this with the 6 foot fence, they just can't. That's just not part of it. This is a little bit closer diagram that shows that where they could put their current fence at 6 feet, this would be the future fence at 6 feet in this area here. Again, you can't go out in this area. Open fence examples, wrought iron like this, it could be chain link somewhere in this area. They would not be able to put slats in there, they would not be able to do the double-sided fences, pickets, and stuff like that. Any questions on this amendment to the fence ordinance?
They have to stop at their property line, right? That's where the fence can go.
That's
the property line or inside. Yep. Okay.
So you want to go beyond that and they get granted an easement, it cannot be 6 foot. It has to be required 48 inches.
Why was it 48 before?
I hate saying like broken record, but that's just how they were written. I've looked at other fences too. I think somewhere along the line, 25, 30 years ago, somebody said, this looks good, and then somebody else said, yeah, that looks good, or what did they do, or what did they do?
Okay.
So.
What's the fence like in the front yard, in the main yard? I mean, what can you have in the front yard?
42 inches, Shelly. You have to make 42 inches on the front. And that can be solid, could be anywhere you want, excluding the side triangle. A good example of a fence in the front yard is across the street on that corner. You'll see it's at 42 inches. At one point, it dips down to 26 because of the side triangle. Side triangle, not going to be more than 26 inches, and less than 9 or 10 feet. I don't want to speak for the committee, but I believe in our conversations, the idea of making sure it was open was because that way as you're looking down the street, you know, you see not only, not the sight triangle is not a problem, but the fact it's just not a block, big block barrier. Other cities don't seem to matter with this. I know in Omaha, they build right up to the sidewalk. I don't think they're supposed to, but they do.
Next one, I guess.
Article 11, now we're talking about schedule of minimum off-street parking. What I have been told, what we've been judging things on for like office buildings and retail establishments are, okay, here's your space. We're not going to count your closets. We're not going to count your bathroom. We're not going to count the break room. We're not going to count the hallways. Well, that's fine. That's a good way to do it. That's how the cities do it also. But we have nothing in our language that says that. We have the language of gross, which means all of it. So you have a 10 by 20 office building, and you really only have room for, say, a third of it at I don't know, 60 feet or so, whatever else like that. Or, you know, you would need to have one space for that, but you may not have more than maybe one or two people working there. So the idea is, why do we want to make them put in six parking spaces when they only really need two? Part of that, though, would be the fact that we do want to have a minimum, and I think it's in your ordinance packet, a minimum of two, so that one of these can be ADA parking. Again, this is kind of what we've been going on, but we really don't have the language to legally do it. That's just sort of been the rule of thumb, and we want to make sure that we have it in our language to be able to do it correctly. Questions? Third, egress windows. Let me jump down here to, this is in definitions, 68.5 is a floor area net, and that's what we're changing it to, shall mean the floor area used for commerce or work, excluding bathrooms, break rooms, stairwells, halls, or storerooms, etc. Any visual image, we also get down to sign. We get the signs yet? Come back to that. This article deals in definitions with egress window wells. Another thing we do allow people to have, although we don't have anything in writing, is if you build a house, you have a 7-foot setback, your house foundation's 7 feet from your property line, can you put an egress window in there? Can you dig into that setback? Well, we say yes, you can, but we really don't have any zoning regulations that say you can. This simply states that egress windows in the side yards are permitted, but they cannot be closer than 2 feet from the property line. The minimum egress window by depth from the, I shouldn't say depth, width from the foundation according to 2018 IRC code is 3 feet. The minimum is 9 square feet, so it's a 3x3. This way, even if you have a setback which is smaller, like in Transformation Hill and Northern View, which does have a PUD overlay, allowing 5-foot setbacks still gives you 2 feet. We struggled with the idea of like, where do we stop at requiring, I won't say big brother, for lack of a better term. I mean, do we make people put grates on everything? Do we make them make sure that they can't walk around this, has to be perfectly safe? And the consensus was basically, you know, give them 2 feet. If they want to put a grate on, they can. But as long as it stays 2 feet away from the property line. So if you have a 7-foot setback or a 9-foot setback and you only have a 3-foot window well, you've got plenty of room at 4 feet. If you have, let's say, a big egress window that maybe for a double window or something like that, and you do not have 2 feet between that end of that egress on the well and your property line, that will have to go in the backyard.
I have to have a question.
Yes,
what is the purpose of having 2 feet left over? I just want to, the purpose for that is just visual? Or
so there's at least a little bit of room.
Here's the reason I asked the question. Because now this came from my previous experience. But the homes, the firemen have to get back there behind your place. If you they don't have enough room to get by, then you've got a problem getting to the backyard, getting stuff back there. So And they require a certain width. I don't know what that is for sure, because I'm not a farmer. I have never done that. But that was always one of the things we had to worry about before. So is that part of that, or is 2 foot's not very much for a farmer to go
by?
Yeah,
that would be 5 foot. That'd
be 2 foot from the other guy too. So that's 4 foot.
Hopefully,
four feet.
But if there's a fence, you're still limited in trouble.
If there's a fence, then you got a problem. Right?
You got to be able to jump.
Well, that's the reason I'm asking the question, because that's, I would think, a concern.
Yep. It is a consideration. And maybe future considerations for PUD overlays, maybe, even though we want to get more housing in, maybe that has to be a consideration too, saying if you're going to allow window wells in there, and you can't allow that small side yard.
I mean, but some basements are made so that you have to put that egress window on the side, that there's just how they're set up.
Oh, I understand.
So that's kind of that give and take.
I have an egress window myself. I understand. Yeah. I need that. It's just that when you put on your side and then you don't have much room to get by, someone, your neighbor has a fence or something. I don't know.
Here's an overview of Transformation Hill right now. I believe they have the 5 foot from here to the window wells in that area. These are, I believe, that's 7 feet. There are window wells in there also.
But I got 7 feet from the property line, right? Not from the other house.
From the property line.
But as it was before, they could come out 5 feet and 5 feet. You could have two window wells together, correct? That's what we were working with before.
We would probably...
There was no language in there for that.
There was no language in there for that, and that's where we come up with this.
Yeah.
And in theory, you could have two houses next to each other, and they run all the way out to the property line, both of them do, and you'd have two egress windows, something like that.
Because we really don't have any language regulating the window wells in that side yard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would defer to some members of the committee here. Yeah. The ad hoc committee here.
I guess I'm a little bit worried about that one.
I understand.
I understand the others so far, but that egress window, I'm not sure about.
The 2 feet? Mm-hmm. I talked to a couple of firemen already, and they both said that's plenty of room for them to get by.
They did?
Yeah. Okay.
I can't get by that.
I think you can do it. Anybody can do it.
2 feet. What's 2 feet?
Okay. That's pretty close.
I guess I could squeeze.
Watch
where you're walking.
Just so they don't slip and put the 1 foot going in the egress window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Okay.
And then last is another definition clarification on what exactly is a sign. The additional language is any visual image, shape, or design that is fastened, painted, or projected. That constitutes a sign. Before, it just said any device. And there were some questions about what constitutes a device.
So a visual image means like a hologram or something, right?
Yeah. I prefer not to have wordy definitions, but in this case, I couldn't find any other way to work around it. We do need to revisit the sign regulations in the city, hopefully later on, sometime this year or early next year. But for now, this should help clarify any new signs, murals, paintings, holograms, projections, shades.
Okay.
Yep.
Any questions?
So these would be the amendments for your consideration.
Okay. This is an open meeting or a public meeting. Does anybody in the audience want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public meeting and public hearing. I'll tell you what, I would like to make a motion to approve everything except 60.5, that one there, and have that returned back to the people to look at, make sure that's good, to the committee that's been looking at this stuff, and make sure that we don't have a problem there.
That's fair.
That's my motion. Does anyone want to second that?
I'll second it for you.
Okay, I, motion by Bozinger, second by Schroeder to approve the, what's been presented except for 60.5 definitions. Is there any more discussion on that or amendment to that? Hearing none, please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that ordinance will pass, or ordinance, I don't know if it's ordinance or ordinance, but it'll pass and go to the city council next Tuesday. Staff report.
Short staff tonight. Just a reminder of the October 13th Nebraska Planning and Zoning Association's virtual workshop. It's an all-day workshop, everybody from council to planning commission to anybody else on city staff, including our attorney, are welcome to join in. As soon as I get the links for the Zoom, I will send that to you. It's an all-day workshop.
Did you say the 18th?
13th. Friday. Some of the topics are in the morning, the tax increment financing by Mike Sands. I believe he's our, he's the city has used before for TIF financing. Later on will be new issues in planning and zoning. There'll be a brown bag luncheon to sit in. Rural Nebraska's niche in the new economy, and then community supported agriculture, CSAs, and what they can do with that, followed by a Q&A. Anyway, you will all be receiving a copy of this, and again, with Zoom links. It's all paid for, there's all registration. There's one flat fee for the entire city. So Zoom in for part or all of it.
Are they gonna record those sessions?
I'm sorry?
Are they gonna record those sessions?
I do not know at this time, we'll find out.
Okay.
Typically they do, but they're not probably online for several months.
Okay.
Do we have to sign up individually? I thought that's what
you'll get a Zoom. I've already sent everybody's names okay. in and email addresses. So you will receive a Zoom link where you'll just have to click, hopefully just click on that link to Zoom into it.
Okay, thank you.
We have one more ad hoc zoning, planning, zoning committee meeting coming up here in possibly October. We'll have to take a look and see how many people respond. And after that, we will probably be organizing a housing committee to tackle some of the other issues, such as accessory dwelling units and some more of the housing issues. And stuff like that.
Zoning issues, yeah.
Zoning. But mostly housing, zoning and housing, yes. Any other questions for staff?
Motion to end.
Make a motion to end.
I was going to say, you wanted to do that when we started.
Motion by Kading, second by Boswell to adjourn. All
third
please
by
vote.
Everyone.
Voting aye, Boswell, Kading, Pounds, Ratner, Schroeder, Bozinger, Hansen. Voting nay, Pulaski.
You can stay after.
Yeah, you can stay if you want to.
I have more constructive criticism of this wall thing.
We're adjourned.